1 Samuel chapter 9. Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bechorath, the son of Ephiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power, and he had a son whose name was Shaul, a choice young man and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward he was higher than any of the people. And the donkeys of Kish, Shaul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Shaul, his son, "Take now one of the servants with you, and arise, and go seek after the donkeys." And he passed through Mount Ephraim, and passed through the land of Shalisha, and they did not find them. And then they passed through the land of Shalim, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, and did not find them. And when they were come to the land of Zuph, Shaul said to his servant that was with him, "Come, let us return, lest my father leave off from caring for the donkeys and take thought for us." And he said to him, "Behold now, there is in this city a man of Yahweh, and he's an honorable man. All that he says surely comes to pass. Let us go there. Perhaps he can show us our way that we should go." Then said Shaul to his servants, "But behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there's not a present to bring to the man of Yahweh. What do we have?" And the servant answered Shaul again and said, "Behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That I will give to the man of Yahweh to tell us our way." Now before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spoke, "Come, and let us go to the seer." For he that is now called a prophet was in past times called a seer. And then said Shaul to his servant, "Well said, come, let us go." And so they went to the city where the man of Yahweh was, and as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said to them, "Is the seer here?" And they answered them and said, "He is. Behold, he's in your presence. Make haste now, for he came today to the city, for there's a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. As soon as you are come into the city, you shall straightway find him, before he goes to the high place to eat, for the people will not eat until he comes, because he does bless the sacrifice, and afterwards they eat that are bidden. Now therefore get you up, and for about this time you shall find him." And when they went up to the city, and when they were come into the city, behold, Samuel came out against them, for to go up to the high place. Now Yahweh had told Samuel in his ear a day before Shaul came, saying, "Tomorrow about this time I will send you a man out of the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines, for I've looked upon my people because their cry has come to me." And when Samuel saw Shaul, Yahweh said to him, "Behold, the man whom I spoke to you of, this same shall reign over my people." And then Shaul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, "Tell me, I ask you, where the seer's house is?" And Samuel answered Shaul and said, "I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today. And tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. And as for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not set your mind upon them, for they're found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not upon you and on all your father's house?" And Shaul answered and said, "Am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? For what reason then do you speak so to me?" And Samuel took Shaul and his servant and brought them to the parlor and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, which were about 30 people. And Samuel said to the cook, "Bring the portion which I gave you, of which I said to you, set it next to you." And the cook took up the shoulder and that which was upon it, and set it before Shaul. And Samuel said, "Behold that which is left. Set it before you and eat, for to this time has it been kept for you since I said I have invited the people." And so Shaul did eat with Samuel that day. And when they were come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Shaul upon the top of the house. And they rose up early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Shaul to the top of the house, saying, "Up, that I may send you away." And Shaul arose, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel, abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Shaul, "Bid the servant pass on before us." And he passed on. "But you stand still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh." End of chapter 1.